USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jury deliberation is underway to decide the case of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Former officer Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter for kneeling on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes last May. Texas Republican John Cornyn calling GOP efforts sensible moves to ensure free and fair elections. The title of the hearing, Jim Crow 2021, the latest assault on the right to vote, has Republican Congressman from Utah, Burgess Owens, upset.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in with a state law that only asked that people show their ID.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin arguing Republicans are pushing a wave of voter suppression laws in a deliberate attempt to suppress the votes of people of color. USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time, but Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
More than $2 billion in health insurance rebates are expected for more than 10.5 million Americans later this year. Those who bought health insurance on the individual affordable care market could see rebates of around $299 this fall. Those who got insurance on the individual market will either get a premium credit or a check. The hosting carousel continues on a popular game show.
Sportscaster Joe Buck will get a chance to give the answers on Jeopardy later this year. Buck will reportedly take the podium this summer as one of a series of guest hosts for the popular game show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently ended his run as host with Anderson Cooper, Bill Whitaker, Mayim Bialik, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta in line to host as well. Buck is best known for his work calling NFL games on Fox and 22 of the last 24 World Series. The show has had a number of guest hosts serving two-week stints since the passing of longtime host Alex Trebek last November. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters stands by her comments about the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis. The California Democrat telling the Griot she will not be bullied by Republicans and insisted she's nonviolent. Waters was in Minnesota over the weekend and called for protesters to get more confrontational if Chauvin is acquitted for killing Floyd. The judge in Chauvin's case, Peter Cahill, not happy with the comments made by the congresswoman. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America the judge has a point.
I can understand why the judge is frustrated. I mean, the last thing the judge wants is any outside influence potentially infecting the jury. Remember, the only thing he's thinking about right now is ensuring that there is a fair verdict, that this jury is not influenced. And so when he hears about anyone on the outside who is prominent on a national scale talking about what should happen based on a verdict, can understand that there's concern.
Waters also requesting a police escort in Minneapolis after many calls she's made to defund the police. A new study suggests California's crushing commutes may never return. More than 50% of telecommuters surveyed by the University of Southern California say they intend to keep working from home at least 3 days a week after the pandemic ends. Only 18% saying they want to head back to the office every day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.